Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
If you're a parent and you're in that algorithm, man, you can see the videos every single day of parents concerned that we're making our kids soft, right? I've called it the wussification of America for years and years and years. And the intent is good, I think. And it's somewhat natural sometimes where you want to protect your kids as much as possible. You want to make sure that they're not feeling hurt, not feeling pain. But the truth is that when we do that over and over and over again, I believe, my personal opinion is, when you do that over and over again, you make it too easy. You're robbing them of something that they're really going to need in life and throughout really bad times. And that's called grit. We are stealing that from our kids because we're making it too easy for them, right? We're focusing on two videos, one that Mo found and one Kristen found, that have a very similar theme here.
Yeah, this mother seems to agree with you. I saw this video on Dr. Jabre Fouché's Twitter page, and it's a mom who is speaking to having the principal call her about her son playing soccer with the other kids. And basically her theme here is we need to stop raising soft ass kids.
Stop raising soft ass kids, okay? I got a call from my kid's assistant principal today because he and his other friend were playing soccer with this other kid at recess. The other kid happened to want to be the goalie, and apparently he sucked. And so he got really upset because the other boys kept scoring goals on him, and there was no teasing involved. I verified. It was just he was so upset that the kids kept scoring goals that he went to the teacher and cried about it. And my kid and the other kid that were playing soccer like normal children got brought to the principal's office. If you call me during the school day, there better been a fight or a physical injury. Do not call me because some soft ass kid's feelings got hurt because some kid is better than him at sports. What is this world coming to? Prepare your kids to be able to function in the world. Stop coddling your kids, especially your sons, because let me tell you right now, what no woman wants someday is to have to coddle their husband. Stop raising pansy ass kids. Teach your kids how to be confident in themselves and how to emotionally freaking figure their out, and stop with the BS.
Something happened in my nuggets.
my favorite is somebody, whoever like retweeted it or reposted it, was like, she scares me.
Yeah. I don't want to get on her bad side.
No. I think what she's saying is true, man. I mean, you get a phone call like that from the school. Are you freaking kidding me? And when my kid walked in the house, if he was the one that was crying, we're going to have a talk about like, then get better. You don't cry about that. You don't go to the principal's office. And there are just some time. This is a perfect time to teach them that failing is a good thing. You know, I think I've said this before. Kobe Bryant used to say, there's no such thing as failing. There are winning, and then there are life lessons. And that's a life lesson.
Yeah. If we're just going to take what she says for face value, I do find it odd that in this circumstance where kids, you know, feelings were hurt because he's not good at soccer, was a reason to haul the other kids into the principal's office. It seems a little sus, if I do say so myself, but if we're taking it for face value and what she is saying and not knowing the other side of the story, then yeah, I agree with her. Like, the school needs to be able to handle that and handle it accordingly without having to like pull kids into the principal's office and having to call parents. Like, I feel like, again, there wasn't like a physical altercation. There wasn't name calling. There wasn't bullying. I mean, that would be a different level.
I have a hunch and a theory. I think that this generation of parents was raised by real hard ass parents. So they said to themselves, like, when I'm going to be a parent, I'm not going to feel the way that my parents made me feel. And they've taken it so far the other way that they're raising in a very soft way. And there hasn't been a slow, like, more compassion. It just feels like the pendulum has completely gone the other way.
That's what I think the danger is in being in too much of a hard ass when it comes to parents, because that's how I was raised. I was very much in the I was raised by parents where you were like, you were never right. If you got in a fight at school, it was probably your fault. Rub some dirt in it, mm-hmm. get over it. And to an extent, I do think that that made me the kind of person I am today that's been able to like exist as an adult and like fully function in the world. But then I also think to your point, it creates these people that as adults have to learn what the balance between pushing ourselves and coddling ourselves is. So I think there's some merit to not just being a hard ass all the time, but showing your kid when it's appropriate to be quote unquote coddled, showing that kind of compassion so they don't have to teach themselves as adults.
I mean, what I do appreciate about this current generation of parents, one, how active and hands-on dads are, because they're more active and involved than they've ever been in like the history of parenting. And then two, we are acknowledging our kids' emotions, which I think is really important because I mm-hmm. think for so long, mm-hmm. other generations have dismissed Agreed. Their children's emotions, which I do not think is healthy and leads to adults who don't know how to handle their emotions. So I do appreciate, and I, like you said, that pendulum has swung. There is a common ground here as far as like teaching your kids responsibility and to be capable, et cetera, but also allowing them to emote and to share themselves and not feel like they have to hide anything or they're not allowed to cry or they're not allowed to have these emotions because it's so important. We all experience them. It's not that you're not supposed to have them. You're just supposed to be taught how to deal with them.
Here is Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. You're on The Burt Show. We're talking about parenting and maybe we're making our kids too soft.
Yes. No, I completely like, I literally get calls from the school that are about my son who is 10 years old and he is sticking up for other kids who are being bullied and he's getting in trouble and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's confusing for the kids too because when we say to them, look, if you see bullying and you don't do anything about it, then you're just as guilty. And then here your son is stepping up and then he's getting punished for that also. It's a very mixed message for sure.
I mean, if I got called to the school because my kid did that, I would be in the principal's office, yeah. like in front of the principal, like looking at my kid going, you did the right thing. Mm. When you see somebody being treated poorly or they don't have anybody to stand up for them, mm-hmm. you standing up for, I want you to continue to do that your entire life. You did the right thing. The person in the wrong here is the bully and they need to be taught better.
And here's Kristen finding a video about you just got to stop doing everything for your kids.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got a 3-year-old and I think as a parent, one, your patience is thin. And so you just want to get to places fast. And so you just end up doing a lot of stuff for the kids because mm-hmm. you're taking too long to put your socks and shoes on.
Right.
But this is from Dan Martell on YouTube. And it really was a slap across the face that I need to let Jimmy start being more independent. Otherwise, I'm just going to end up hurting him in the long run.
The amount of parents I see do everything. They go pick up the kids when they're at preschool and they're like doing their shoes and yeah. zipping up their jackets. Right. And they think they do it out of love. You're actually handicapping yep. your kid from being well-adjusted, resourceful yep. young men. Yep. I've never cooked for my kids. I've sat there while they're making eggs, burning toast, and they eventually figured it out themselves. Since they were little babies, I've been very clear. I got this from Shaq. I'm rich. You're not. Yeah. Betty works for me. She does not work for you. When we hired Betty, we were very clear. Huh. You do not pick up their bed. Clean their rooms, nothing. The world is hard enough. Just allow the world to impact your kids. Your kids will be bullied at school. Your kids will have struggles on their sports team. Let them deal with it.
Ooh, that one hit you, huh?
Yeah, it did. I mean, and again, I think there's a level of empathy and compassion there. Like there's a balance, right? I mean, you can definitely skew one way too far on both sides of that spectrum. But now is a sign for me, like little things. Letting Jimmy take his shoes off. That's like baby steps. I just need to let my son learn how to take his own shoes off.
The Burt Show. Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.